We'll start back from Dalet Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Dorash of Yosef. Dorash of Yosef Berei Derava. Mishmei Derava. Lo Shomel Ela Shalom Boav. This halacha that Hu Yoshin Bein Ha Anoshim, He Yishena Bein Hanoshim, that they can't have Yichud, is only if they didn't have one beer. But if they live together once, then his Yetzer Hara is not so strong, and then they're allowed to be Miyachid. Aval Boal Ishto Yishena Imo. Mara says, V'hohocha de Boal Askinen. Our Mishnah, our Brisa is talking where he was Boal, because it says, Mafrishin Esachos Nesakalu, Boal Bilas Mitzvah, right, machnisin sameis lecheder, and they're boiled bilas mitzvah, and then they have shivas imei amishta, and then the shivas imei avelas. So it's talking clearly where he did have bia, and then we're still mafreshna. So where did Rava say his din that dafka? If you weren't boiled, that's where this halacha applies. Where it says kiko omer apirsa ishto nida. When did Rava say his din? Not legabe avelas, but legabe nida. If a woman became a nida right after the chasna. So if they had one bia, then they can have yichud, like any husband can live, can have yichud with his wife when she's a nida. But if he never lived with her, his yetzer hara is too strong, then if she became a nida before they ever had any relations, he can't be miyachid with her. Okay. But by avelus, there, even if he had bia lechara, there they can't have yichud. Aymar says, Baha the Chain Ktani, right? It says that, what's it called? That by Nida, the Chain, Misha Pirsa Ishto Nida, same halacha. Masma, that even since the case of Avelis is talking, even Boal, that the case of Nida is the same thing. Zivashi, Elishalo Boal, the Tokif La Yitzray. He hasn't had any relations yet. His Yitzahar is very strong, and therefore we don't trust him. The Brisa says b'feirish that you boil bilas mitzvah and then you have the kvura and then the shiva simei mishpan shiva simei ha'evel. So the b'feirish talking where you lived with her and still it says mafrishi. He komer Rava lo shonu apirsa ishto nida komer. Rava said his din not on the din of avelus but on the din of nida. Even the nida chamura bal mehemen ala delo osil zuzule b'sukaris. We trust the husband when it, by the case of nida, because that's an isra karis. So if he already had bia and his yetzahar is not that strong and it's an isra karis, we trust him. But avelus is a isra kal, so even if he had bia, we separate them. Mar says, how can you say that? Behold, the chen ktoni kasolka daitik akula milsa davelus midaminim leu vavelus to bolaskin. The chen pirsi ishto nida, right? Sluchar has the same halacha, same exact halacha as avelus. And avelus, even if he was boel, still we're mafresh. So mashma that even by nida we're mafresh. So where did Rava say his din? Not on nida, not on what's it called? Not on avelus. The Brisa doesn't say like Rava. Or it says hachi koma. The chain misha pirso ishta nida. The low boal who yoshen bein ha'anoshin, the ishta yoshen abas bein ha'anoshin. No, what it means is the chain doesn't mean it's going on all the cases. But in the same halacha would apply by pirso ishta nida and low boal. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar in one case where low boal. But by avelos and yechanami boal, also you're mafrishim. Where it says the memer of avelus kila le minida, so this implies that avelus is more kal to a person than the halachas of nida. Evadi, the halachas of avelus are more kal than the halachas of nida. Question: how people look at it? So this would imply that people take the halachas of nida more seriously than they take the halachas of avelus. Which even though it's because poshut, it's not so poshut, because people are machal Shabbos and they eat tarfis. But they wouldn't miss, coming for a yahrzeit or to say Kaddish. When it comes to death, people all of a sudden get super frum, right? And they have shilas about what's it called, which day and whatever, when they're sitting there eating tarfis and to be machal Shabbos. So even though Shabbos and tarfis is much more chomer than a yahrzeit or a Kaddish, or do we have to cover up the mirrors and whatever, people take Avelis much more strongly than they take other Avelis. So the Gemara says, you see from here, that people are more concerned about Nida than they are about Avelis. Right? Avelis they don't take so strongly. Meimer da Avelis kilo la minida, v'amar av Yitzhar bar Chanina, v'amar av Huna, kol melacho she'isha osa labayla, Nida osa labayla. Right. Any malachos that a woman is required to do for her husband, which we will learn later on what those malachos are, Anida also does those same malachos for her husband, except for chutz mezigas hakos. She doesn't pour him what's it called, a kos, because that's divrei chiba. To pour his kos is not avdus, it's chiba. V'hatzos hamita, or to make his bed in front of him. V'harchotz is pon of yodah v'ragla. And Shaila, what this means, most hold Archotzis Panaviyad Varagla means to actually pour water over him and give him a bath. Okay, that's what's awesome. But to prepare the bath water, most Rishonim hold his mutter, just actually pouring the bath water over him. But to turn on the faucet and fill up the bathtub, that's mutter. The Rishonim will learn not like that, that Archotzis Panaviyad Varagla means preparing the bath is also awesome. Okay. The ilu gabi avelis tanya. So that's by nida. By nida, a woman is not allowed to do these three things. And by avelis, it says afal pi sha'omru ein adam reshai lachu v'sishto lios kocheles lios pokeses. When a woman's an avela, a husband can't force her to put on makeup or jewelry, because she's also to put on makeup and jewelry during shloshim. The emes amru, however, mozeges lo akos, when she's an avela, she can pour wine for him, umatzas lo hamita, and she can make his bed in front of him, umarchatzas lo pon of the other aglav, and she can also prepare his bath, or give him the bath, whichever one it is. So you see, by avelis it's mutter. We're not afraid that if she does these divrei chiba, they're going to come to live together, which is also during avelis. And by nida, it's also. So just the opposite, right? We're more afraid by nida than we are by avelis. And according to the way we explain Rava, he's more afraid by Avelis than he is by Nida. It's the opposite. Mora says, Lokasha, kan b'Avelis didei, kan b'Avelis didoi. It depends who's the Avel. Right? If he's the Avel, so we're afraid that his Yetzirah will get the best of him, and she's not an Avela, and he'll coax her into doing an Avela. Because she's not an Avela. She has nothing wrong with her. It's his issue. So here's Yetzirah will get the best of him to go over his Issur. Masha'enkin, when she's an Avela, there's a different story. When she's an Avela, we're not afraid he's going to be able to coax her because she's not in the mood. She's an Avela. So by when she's an Avela, that's when we're not afraid that she should do these three things. But when he's an Avel, then we are afraid. Where it says, so therefore our case, where it says that we're Mafrishin, is talking where he's an Avel and she's not an Avela. When he's an Avel and she's an Avela, we're more worried about Avelis than we are, what's it called, by Pirsa Nida. Or maybe we're equally worried, but that's where Mafrishin also. That's where Mafrishin also. But if she's an Avela, then we don't separate them. Where it says, Shalchasin or Kalaton, the Brisa says that there's two possibilities of how we do this whole Seder. Part of it being we separate them, even after the Be'ilah. And it says, what's it called, whether it's the father of the chosin or the mother of the kala. That means it's talking in a case where either the chosin's an avel or the kala's an avela. So you just told me if the kala's an avela, we're not afraid. And it's master from the brisa that we are afraid and we do separate them, even if the kala's the one who's the avela. Where it says, kiktani asha'ara. No, the halachas that apply both to where the kala is a avela or the chosin's an avel are all the other halachas. That we bury the person after the Bila Rishona, and we make Shiva Simi Amishta. All of that is equal, whether it's the Chosin who's the Avel or the Kala's the Avel. But that one halach of Mafrishin only applies if the Chosin's an Avel and the Kala's not an Avel. If the father of the Chosin dies, but it doesn't apply if the mother of the Kala dies. Let's see Rashi till here. Hachi Komar. Kolomer Kika Omar V'chein Hahu Yoshin Bein Anoshin V'hi Yishena Bein Anoshin Komar. The fact that it says the chain, that the halach of Nida is similar to the halach of Avel, doesn't mean it's exactly similar. But in a case of neither, where lo boal, it's the same as avelus when he was boal. The same meaning what? That you separate them. The same is going on the separation, not on the conditions of when you separate them. Kilole, lavor aleho minita. So this implies that it's easier for a person to be over the isser of avelus. He doesn't take it as serious as he takes the isser of neither. The avelus lo mehemnes lei, va neither mehemnes lei. Because we trust him when it comes to neither, and we don't trust him when it comes to avelus. And the Brisa says just the opposite, that a malachas, that a, what's it called, not the Brisa, the Memra of Rav Huna said, that the opposite is the case. A woman's not allowed to do those malachas of chiba when she's a neither, but she is allowed to do them when she's an avelus. Gemara will say exactly what those malachas that a woman is chayit to do for her husband. To give him, to pour for him a kos in front of him, or to pass him a kos that already is poured. That's called mezigas hakos. These things are not malachas sherus, they're malachas chiba. We're afraid that they'll come to live together. If her mother or father died, right? Lechor any the other krovim during shloshim, pokeses. What's the queen get here? Okay. Mara says. So now we've come to the following conclusion: that by nida, if it's boal, then they can live together, even by avelus. Right, what's it called? If it's his avelus, that's when we're afraid. If it's her avelus, we're not afraid. Okay. Now the Mordechai says, "Mishani bein avelus didei lavelus didot." Is there a difference then, whether he's the avel or she's the avel? And when she's the avel, then she can do all of these malachas for him, and we taka don't have to separate them, right? And if he's the avel, then we do have to separate them. Vatanya, mishmeis chomib ochamoso. Person's father-in-law or mother-in-law died. Eino yochel lochel v'sishto, so his wife's an avela. So he can't force his wife, lios kocheles, lios polkeses, he can't force her to put on makeup and what's it called, different kinds of makeup. Ela kofa mitoso, the noyim avela, just the opposite. He turns over his bed. One of the things of avelas, it used to be, we don't do it anymore, so he turned the bed upside down. All the beds, the sofas, the sleeping beds, all the beds were turned up upside down as part of the Indian of the Avelus. This manazeh, since people don't have those kind of beds that you can turn upside down just like this, so we don't do it. It would look like a chucha tlula, make a joke of Avelus. So we don't do that anymore. But that's what he used to do. So he also turns over his bed, and noeg imo Avelus, and he makes noeg Avelus together with her. Mashmei, he could be miyachid with her. That's what we'll see in one second. Right? He doesn't have to, to bring new people into the house to keep away yichud. The chen he, shemeis chamiel chamosef, his parents died. Right? Eino reshai las lios kocheles lios, but she shouldn't put on makeup the whole 30 days. Ela kofa mitosef anoheges am imo avelis. She also is noeg avelis. So what do you see from here? That whether she's the avela or he's the avel, they don't have to separate. They can stay together. So Gemara says, "Tani vavelus didei hu yoshin beinu anoshin." These days, no, you should add in that what's it called? That extra line that where he is the avel, his parents died. Then they can't be together; they have to be separated. That prop was left out, but there's a difference between where he's an avel and she's an avel. I v'havachen k'toni. It says the same halacha. It doesn't make a difference if his parents died or her parents died. The same halacha applies, and it's mashma that they can be together. Where it says ki k'toni akichu v'pirchus. No, that v'chein is only going on the fact of her putting on cosmetics. Doesn't make a difference if she's the avela or he's the avel. She doesn't put on cosmetics for shloshim. I v'ha imo k'toni. It says that she's no heges avelus imo. My lav imo b'mita, that they can be together, meaning they don't have to have separation of yichud. Lo imo b'bayis. right? Ukita omer le rav lechia bere, right? No, it means that she's noeg avelus only if she's together with him in the house. It's a tnai in when somebody is noeg avelus for somebody that they're not misabel for. As Rav said to his son Chia, ba'apa nohu gavelusa, the lo bi'apalo tino gavelusa. Right? If your wife's parents die, she's an avela, or any one of her relatives, she's an avela, then in her presence you have to also prav avelus. Not in her presence, not. Okay, so first of all, there's a shaila what that means, in her presence or not. Somebody shown him learn in her presence, his mamish in her presence, in the same house. But if you're not in the house, you don't have to be onoi gavelus. And this is the klal of kol ha-misabel olav misabel imo. Whoever you would mourn for if they died, if somebody of their relatives died who's not your relative, like your mother-in-law, father-in-law, or her mother-in-law, father-in-law, so since the wife would be misabel for the husband for the wife, so kol ha-misabel olav misabel imo. Whoever you mourn for, you mourn with, if they're avelim. Okay? That halacha we don't do anymore. In Chutz Lars for sure, Bechlalna, because for various reasons, one of the reasons is that we assume that people are mochel. It's only an inyan of kavod. That you should mechabed me, and in my presence, right, you misabel. So again, presence can be in the house or in the same city. We don't do that at all. In Chutz Lars, nobody's knowing that. In Eretz Yisrael, the only thing we're knowing is that somebody that you would mourn for, who's mourning, for instance, a grandparent died. So the grandchild is not chayv and avelus, but his parents are. So one of the parents is chayv and avelus, and they would mourn for the parent. So then this halacha should apply that they have to mourn with them in their presence, whatever that means, if they're in the same city, in the same house, whatever. We don't do that. But what do we do? That when it's in their presence, and Parshas were only makbid when it's in their mamish in the same house, Parshas, right? Maybe there's a chumra even in the same city, even that's an extra chumra. Then the people who would be misabel for that person, but are not misabel for the mace, right? Don't go to a chasana till the first Motzei Shabbos, even if it's only one day or if it's a whole week. First Motzei Shabbos, not till the Shiva's over, till the first Motzei Shabbos of the Shiva. And they don't take a bath. Except the Kovet Shabbos, till Shabbos they don't bathe. Those two things. Some people have that minig. In Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, the minig is Bechlal, nothing. In Eretz Yisrael, some people have the minig about bathing, but it's not halacha, it depends on minig. Okay.
About during
the Kovet? Okay, right. Rashi. Okay. The noheges, no, it'll be up to kan bavelus, no, ain't other rashai lochel v'sishto, yeah, I think so. What? No, ain't other rashai lochel v'sishto b'me avela k'shemeso v'o ima pokeses ma'averis srak al paneh. Pokeses is she puts on some kind of rouge. You see over here that Avelis is more chomer to a person. We're not afraid that he won't be able to control himself, whereas by need though we are afraid. So just the opposite of what we're saying in Rava. Most of the time we have to be more afraid by Avelis than we are by Nida. These brises that seem to say that Nida is less chomer to a person than Avelis, or maybe we're more machmer on the person by Nida than we are by Avelis. Tani la'el, hu yashin beinu anoshim, ba'Avelis didei. When do we separate them, even if he had Bia, only if he's the Ovel? Then we're afraid that Yetzer Hara will get the best of him, and she's not an Avelis, she's in a good mood, and nobody died by her. So he'll seduce her and convince her to live with him, and he won't be able to control the state of her. The Chodik Tani Mozeges Lo, these brides that say by Avelis we're not afraid, and that she could even do Malachos Chiba is talking about Avelis Dido, where she's the Avel. The Tani Ein Adam Rashai Lochu, right? Says so he can't force his wife Mashma Alma Avelis Dido Kaminan. He's talking where she's an Avelis. That's why he can't force her, because she's an Avela and she's not allowed to put on cosmetics. Shena Rotsa Lichol, she doesn't want to put on cosmetics, she's an Avela. The Hainu Taima, the Mosegas, and so there, in that case, she's allowed to do Malacha Schiba. Why? Dimisgabri Yitzhar Allah, because if he, his Yitzhar Hara gets the better of him, and he tries to convince her, right, Kivan Davela's Didahu Eino Shamaslo. So she's an Avela, she's not in the mood. So she won't listen to him. So she'll stop him. But where she's not an Avela, and he is, there's nothing to stop him. Except his Yerushalayim, which we're not afraid that won't help. The Ha'aviv Shel Chosen. Alma, so you see, a wife is stronger than the Yetzer HaTov. Or stronger than the Yetzer Hara. The Ha'aviv Shel Chosen. Alma Bavelus Didon Nami Achmir Taned Leil. Lemais, how can you say that? That the place that we're Porish, Mafrish then, is only Bavelus Didei. The Mishnah, it says two cases, the Brisa. One where the mother of the Kala died, that's Avelus Dida. And still it says Mafrishi. So that can't be an answer. Where it says, Kitani Imashul Kala Sha'ara, Amachnisan Ames Lechether, Abahu Yoshin Beno Anoshim Avelus Dechosin Koi. In a Hanami, it's not, all the halachas don't apply to all the cases. The halacha of Mafrishin only applies where the father of the Chosin died. But if the mother of the Kala died, there all the other halachas apply. That's the chain. But except this one. This one not. The Nohegasim or Avelus, Alma Midlok Tani Bavelus Dide, Hu Yoshin Beno Anoshim, Shmami No Chomer Levelo Shonilo. Right? The fact is that the Brisa said, the member of Rav Huna said that in both cases, where the husband's parents died or the wife's parents died, the halachas are the same, and it didn't make any differentiation that where the husband's parents died, we're mafresh them. Even if they already lived together, right? So the Chara, you see, there's no difference between them. It doesn't make a difference if he's the other or she's the other. We're still not mafresh. So it says, no, in a chanami, you have to put that in. That difference should be put in, that if his parents died, you are mafresh them. If her parents died, you're not mafresh them. But Gabi, all the other halachas, it's the same. Hachi Garcina Tony Babelis Diday, who Yoshin, Enochanami, put it in. Hachi Garcina Vaha Imok Tony, my love Imo Bamita, they can be together, they don't have to separate, and there shouldn't be Yichud, right? Even though they don't have to can't sleep mamish in the same bed, but they can sleep. Huba Bigda, Behiba Bigda, right? If you don't have, they can't have, what's it called, if they can't have Yichud, they can't do that. It says that what's it called, even in a case where his parents died, it says imo noheges avelus imo, she can be together with him. Someone says no, lo imo b'vayt, it doesn't mean imo b'mita, that they don't have to have, they don't have to be separated. They do have to be separated, but the avelus only applies if she's imo, if she's in the house. The time allowed mishum de mehem and nochitla, that's not that they don't have to be mafish, have to be mafish them. But the only time this Avelus applies is if they're under the same roof or in the same city, whatever emo means. The whole Indian of Avelus, called Misabel Olav, Misabel Emo is covered for the other. And that's what, since it's only out covered, we assume people take a mochel that covered. The chain who ain't Avelus or Mutal Olav, Ella the Faner, Lichvoda. Same thing goes the opposite way. He only asked him Misabel for her parents in her presence. I was covered for her. But there's no chiyuv of Avelus for a father in law or mother in law. Or for a grandparent in that kind of situation. Kida Omer Le Rav Lechia Bray, Kishemes Chomit, right? When Chia's father in law died, so Rav told his son Chia, right, Nohug Avelusa, in the presence of your wife, be Nohug Avelus. I was covered for her. Okay? So we've explained that that which Rav Huna said to mean only in a case where he is the avel, then we separate them. Where she's the avel, we don't have to separate them. And our brisa is the separation is only where he's an avel and she is not an avel. Ravashi Omar ki komedamis avelus the hochel avelus mi komedamis avelus the hochel avelus me'alma. You're assuming that regular case of avelus after they had bia is similar to our case after they had bia, and the halacha should be the same. There's no comparison. Why? Avelus di alma chomet. Regular avails a person also is not going to give in to his yetzer hara if he already had bia, and all the brises and the memories are talking where they had bia, regular case, and just like by a nida they don't have to have, they can have yichud, so too by avails can have yichud. There's no difference between nida and avails in a regular case. The lo osil zuzulebe avails the hacha kivan da kila be rabban and osil zul. This is a different case. Here we have a special case of Rabbanim were mekel agabe this avelus. We'll see in 1 second what the kula was. But here people may give in to the Yetzer Hara because this avelus doesn't seem too much. The specific case where they're ready to go into the chuppah and they were matar them to get married before the alavaya, that case people think the avelus isn't so strong. But in a normal avelus or a normal case of nida, after they live together once, there's no problem of being misyachid. And then all the prices are no problem anymore. My kula, what's the kula that people will make a mistake to think that this avelus is specifically not so strict? Diktani boil bilas mitzvah poresh? Is that the kula that we let them live together even though the parent died, they're still allowed to live together? That's the kula? No. Hasam ishum de lo chal olav avelus. That's because the avelus wasn't chal yet. Because the avelus isn't chal at the death, it's chal at the end of the kfura. Ilah Rabbi Lezer at Shi'etim Pesach Abayis. According to Rabbi Lezer, when they take the mace out of the house, that's when the avelus is chal, which we don't pass him like. Ilah Rabbi Yeshua at Shi'etim Agolah, which we do pass him like. Or when the golol is finished, meaning either the grave is what's it called, finished being filled in, according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the golol was a the tombstone. No, the according to Rashi, the golel is what covers the arum. And according to Tosfos, it's what's above the ground. The whatever tombstone they put up, or the Surah Sakever over. So what's it called? That's not a kula. That's a regular halacha. That avelus isn't chal until the kvura, so we postpone the kvura, so the avelus shouldn't be chal. That's not a kula. Ela diktoni noi shivas imi anishka, the akrab noi shivas imi avelus. Right? That is the kula. The kula is that we don't start the avelus first, but we start the shivas imi anishta before the kvura, and then the shivas imi push away the avelus to later. That avelus, the dvarim shebetzina, during that time is kal to a person. Then we're afraid, even boal. But when she's a nida, then boal, we're not even afraid by this. It's not avelus, she's a nida. It's only by this avelus, which is kal, even boil them were mafresh them. That's the final thing that, Rashi. Plugs of the Rebbe Lezer Yeshuvim Way Cotton. Golel Zekisi Shel Oren Hamesh. Rashi learns that Golel is the when they put the Kisi on the Aron, the top on the Aron before you fill in the grave. Tosus learns it means when you fill in the grave completely and put the Tzuras HaKever on top. Okay.